Blog Talk Radio.
There's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle, a miracle. So just know it ain't over until God. Until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won.
It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. They said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. They said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. They say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
God has the final say. Hallelujah. God has the final say. I'm so glad that God has the final say. Holy Spirit, come and work. We welcome you right now. Just envelop yourself around us and just give us your love. I thank you that your word is the final say over our lives and in our situations, on our daily walk, even in our struggles. Dear Father, your word is the final say. It doesn't matter of what we have achieved, but your word is the final say. This is your word that is given from your mouth, directly from your mouth to our hearts, to our lives, to our situation. We invite you to just take control and just speak. This quantity of love and peace and mercy covers with your protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, no one else can. We bring it to the altar and we leave all of our cares, all of our problems with you, Jesus. And now we leave room just to open ourselves up to you, for you to restore us and build us up where we're all torn down, dear Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Jesus, with the highest praise. And just fill us up to the top of our heads, to the sole of our feet. And then may our cups overrun and just touch every member of our household, touch our communities, touch our churches, touch our leaders, touch our jobs, dear Father. Hallelujah. As it overflows, dear Father, may we give you presence, give you love, and give you all the glory because you're worthy of all the praise. We thank you, Jesus. Speak your word into our lives. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just so excited just to be with you another night. So excited just to know that regardless of the good times that may have went on in your day today, this is so much better. Just any time you can just get together in the presence of the Lord. It's just nothing better than that. You get temporary joy from your pull a new car off of the lot, you know, or you get that dream home that you have, you know, but, you know, all of that stuff is just so materialistic and it can just fade away at any moment, you know. Even that new baby, you know, that you, as you look for the first time, you get to meet each other face to face. It's just awesome. And with new technology, you can actually see the features of your baby even before it's born, but it's nothing like actually holding that baby and just seeing all the different features of that baby. But even that baby and you will be separated many times in life, and then at some point eternally until we both meet back up with our Heavenly Father. There is nothing that gives you absolute assurance that he'll never leave you. His love is unwavering. You say, will we ever be disappointed with the answers that he gives to us? And yet that answer, yes, because we are looking for sometimes our flesh, we ask the question to God and we already have an answer in our mind of what we want it to be. So we're asking that question, but in our hearts and our mind, we already have our mind set on what we want that answer to be. So because we have programmed ourselves in those ways, and so when the answer doesn't come back in the favor that we were looking forward to, then we become disappointed in God. And then we look around and we say, well, he must not be here with us, or why would he allow us to go through this? And we don't understand that. How to trust. We don't understand yet how to depend. We do not understand that everything he does is for he's looking out for our betterment. And it's just like us as parents, as we are with our young kids, and they say, well, why can't I go back out and play, and you tell them, well, it's too cold outside right now, and it's raining and it's cold, or it is some danger outside right now, and you're not allowed to go out. And at that time, because they had in their mind that if they ask you, you know, they didn't slip out, they just asked you, and the right thing would automatically be granted to them. And when you have to look beyond them, because you know what is for them, and you know that if they did go back out at this point, that their lives could be in danger. They may become sick, or whatever the unsafe situation is, would be harmed them and would not be their safety. So you stand firm, and you stand on your foundation of what it is, and you're not telling them at all times. It may not be that you're telling them you can never go back out and play. It's not the situation, although it may seem that way to them, but you're saying not at this moment, or you may just be saying not until I get you dressed more warmly, that I get your gloves and your mitt or your hat or your coat, until I get you an extra layer of clothing or something, then I will allow you to go. And those are the same things that happen with us in the presence of our Father. Our Abba Father, looking for our well-being, as many times we consider it as a no, and he's just delaying us a little bit until he prepares us for the different ones. We say that I'm waiting on this spouse, and I've been waiting. And as someone told me here recently, you know, that I mentioned that they said, well, I just don't think God is hearing me, you know, about the spouse situation. Here I am still single. Another year is passing by, and here I am still single. And I have to remind them also that it does not mean that it is not the time, but maybe he's preparing you, first of all, to be the mate that you're going to be, because he's not going to just allow you to be into any situation where it would not work out for your betterment, and then you end up 2 years down the road saying, what did I get myself into? God, why did you allow me to marry this person? And maybe it was something inside of you that wasn't really ready for that marriage. And so, and many times he is preparing your heart. He's moving things out of your way that would hold you back from being the best that you could be in a marriage. And then many times it may just be the other person that he's preparing that person for you. And he's getting him ready or her ready. He's shaking off all of the things there, and he's bringing up to surface the areas that need to be dealt with, and he's allowing that person to deal with that, and he's dealing with that person and getting that stuff worked out, because also in your prayer, you may be asking for specifics. You don't want the man to be still out in the world hanging at bars, or you don't want the woman to still be faithful. Want that person to be in a marriage. And so he's working it out behind the scenes, and that's where our trust factor comes in. We have to trust him for one thing, and we must trust him for all of those things. We can't just let it be that only some things we're going to, some areas we're going to trust him for. We have to trust him for our health, even though we don't feel our best. We have to trust him that our kids are safe, even though that they may be away from us in school or working somewhere different, or may even be grown and living in totally different states. But we have to trust him that he's going to always be there with them, that he's going to protect them. We have to trust him that when he say that he loves us, that is true. And then we also have to trust he says, for us to let us love one another, and that we have to stand on that love, that we have to remember that in his love, we love him because he loved us first. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and he sent his son to take up our sins, to bear our sins. So we have to remember to stay in love, to live in love, to live in his trust, to live in his faith, and to on, just hold on and remember that it's not over. Just because that you was thinking that if I don't get this loan, it's all going to go downhill. This is my last draw. This is my last opportunity. And then the loan has now came back denied. And I'm feeling that someone is saying, well, throwing your hands in the air and you're wringing your hands and you're saying, how do I go forward? What is left for me to do? What is out there now that I can accomplish? Because this was the way I did everything that I thought that I should be doing. I took the steps the appropriate steps I thought would get me to where I need to be. And now this was my last draw. Everything has kind of been falling from under me. And this was the last draw of it. And I am... Now that this has been turned down, but I came to tell you tonight that it ain't over. That's not the last say. And God has that coming to you, just like he showed you it was going to be. It would come to pass, and you would have exactly what he showed you that he was going to give you. But it's in his way, and it's in his will, and it's also in his timing. And sometimes the Holy Spirit, because we get excited, and we're all guilty of it, when he speaks to us and he shows us things, and we get excited about how, you know, him showing us something, and we get so excited that we forget that it's he who said that he is going to provide these things for us, and we run out and start trying to provide those things for ourselves. And so he has to slow us down and sometimes even stop us dead in our tracks. He's going to do the provision. He's going to provide. So that means in his way, his timing, he has everyone that needs to be set up in order. And we are not. He's not going to allow us to just take the steps that we want to, because he would backfire on us and it wouldn't work out for him. And remembering again that our Father is always looking for us. He's always got us at the forefront of his mind. He's always thinking about how I can help, not hinder. So it's a road that we have to every day remember. We have to every day study to show ourselves worthy, and so we can keep our minds focused and in the right place. And we don't get all bent out of shape so easily when things don't go our way, because if we keep our mind stayed on the Lord, then we can understand some of these things a little better, and things become they look more better to us. We're more easily to say, God, this is your will. Show me the way. God, I know that nothing is going to get past you. And we are allowed to just stand back and take our hands off of situations, and God will give us the things that he said in his timing. And so it works out better for us. The more we stay in the Word, the more we stay on our face to God, the more we stay in prayer with God, the more we can see, the more we can understand what's going on in our lives and around us. And those are very important things. Even when those come, when people come and they ask you for advice, it's good that if you are experienced in this, because what? Because you are in the Word. Because you use this. This is something that you practice. This is not just something that you've heard about, that you tell somebody, well, you know, you should pray about every decision that you make. But it's when you can come back and tell them, this is what I do. I do pray about my decisions. I do believe that God will make a way. Well, you can tell them earnestly, I do know that even if I don't understand, I do know that he's still in control. So that's our biggest thing, and I think that's what makes it so great when we can come together and just talk to each other. You know,
we're flesh. We all have emotions. We all have times that we go through disappointment. We go through hurt. We go through heartache. And it's no one. If someone tells you that they have it all together, have always had it all together, you know, you can stand back and notice that that's not a person of the truth. Because the truth is that we all go through. We all fall short. And we all want to have areas that we need to work on, do better things. It's so much more that we could be doing. So we are our brother's keepers. We are our sister's keepers. And we do need to lean on each other. We need to let someone know that I'm here for you. Hallelujah. I'm here for you. Does anybody know that they're there for you? They're there for you. Regardless of what time it is, regardless of if you're feeling like being a mentor today or not, that you're there for someone and that you won't allow whatever's going on in your life to damper or turn them off because you're upset and you say, well, I don't feel like praying for you. I need prayer myself. And there are times like that, but we've got to be able to still stand still and say, I love you. I know that God loves you. And together, let's pray for each other. Together, let's just set. And sometimes you don't even have to say anything. Just opening up your mind, opening up your heart is so important, so important. So we're going to start with our scripture tonight. And our scripture just says in 1 John, that's the New Testament, and it's 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to start with verse 1. It reads, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Verse 2 says, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed that we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. I mean, some of the things that you're doing, you know that you have whatever it is. You purify yourself by setting yourself aside from those. You work daily on trying to correct those issues because you understand that he's pure. He's sinless. And we understand that the wages of sins is death. And so we work to progress, to get close, to be more like him. And so, again, it says in 3, and everyone, not just some, but everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself. Just as he is pure. Again, you have hope in him. Verse 4 says, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor know him. You see, when you willingly go out and continuously to sin daily over again and you think, well, I can just go to him and just ask for, you know, repent that sin. Well, total repentance is that you're checking your heart and you're doing that examination and that you are leaving that aside. You're deciding. You're making a choice to stand like God, and you want to be more like Christ, and you say, I'm praying for your help and your guidance. I want to lead this along. I want to get away from that and come closer to you. I'm going to pray on it. I'm going to fast on it. I'm going to reach out and get others and lead me to who I need to be in my side to pray with me, intercede with me. Repentance is more than just saying, I'm sorry, but it's actually an act of doing something, making a difference, living a difference. It's a difference. So we remember that as we go through on our daily prayers as we repent, that is also an act. You got to do something. You got to make sure that you aren't actually purifying yourself. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. And I just love that he says that his seed is in us. And so it should be stopping that. If God's seed is in us, then we should be able to resist some of the temptations of the wild, of the devil. We shouldn't be able to just, you know, run and get caught in every snare, because the world has all kind of flashy things, and there's so many things that we should be enjoying, and we do enjoy as true Christians, but we should not be caught up in every snare of the enemy just because we are not, don't have ourselves in the right place with the Lord, or we're not doing what we need to be doing. We're not praying. We need to make sure that we have it ourselves in alignment, in other words, with the Word, and so it can direct us in the right ways that we should continue to go, not just for sometimes, but should continue to go. So, again tonight, I word for you that I've asked you to just remember and take with you on your jobs tomorrow to let us love one another. Let us love one another, and let us remember that God's seed is inside of us, and it's growing, and it grows with every prayer. It grows with the love that we share with each other. It grows with the actions that we do towards one another. When we repent, it is an action word. Let's start to act these things out, and not just repent and continue to turn around and do the same thing over and over again, but it actually becomes something that we are wanting to do, that we're looking forward to, and we should feel good after we have repented, because we are knowing that now we're going to try to step out and do something different, and we should feel good in knowing that God is going to lead us, and the whole heavens is with us, and he has his angels camped out around you to help you. So fear not. Purify yourself, that you may become closer to God, and that you may learn how to hear his directions. Purify yourself. Well, Jesus, we thank you again for just showing us your word and just putting it in our spirits. And a short time together, we can learn so much together. And I just thank you for all of the response that we get. And I'm so glad that God is speaking to you in the show and the broadcast. It means the world to me that you tell me your testimonies and the things and how the broadcast is touching you. So God bless you, each and every one, for that. And I thank God for just being obedient and just getting in touch, and I love speaking with you. I do remind you of everyone that you can reach me here at the Blog Talk Radio by leaving a message here on the Blog Talk, and I always make sure that I do get back with you. I answer your letters, and I definitely go in prayer with you. And we also, you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it's walkwithmegod@aol.com. I remind each and every person that if you're seeking to become closer on your walk with God, and you're not sure which ways to go and what you need to do now, and you want to step out, you feel like that you're growing and God is pushing you, and you're not sure which ways to go, it's always good to talk to your pastor, talk to your leaders, talk to your elders. You can call me. Call here. Leave a message. I would love to intercede with you. Let's pray about it, and let's see what it is that God has for you this year. We have another month. This is March 1, so it's another brand new month, another month that we can start new and get out here and take advantage of the life that he's given us to live. The most important thing that we can do is do something. Do something. Just don't sit and do nothing every day. Every day is the same as it was yesterday. You just may do, maybe change your clothing. Do something every day. Push yourself. Set some goals for yourself and get out there and do it. Be careful. Don't set goals that are not realistic, because you talk at talk, but you find yourself that you can't walk it because it's unrealistic. So you may have to, in some areas of your life, you may have to start with baby steps and build yourself up to those things. Either way it goes, set some goals for yourself and start doing what you need to do to reach those goals. Maintain those goals once you have reached them. And continue to do it each and every day. Every day, look for a way to empower yourself, to better yourself, and to become closer to the Lord. Remember, all of the things that's going on around you, the goodness in your life, your health that you have, the food that you eat, the clothes that you put on your back, all of the events. You say, I know all of the right people. I'm invited to all of the right events. It's not because of something that you necessarily did. Remember, God has favor on your life. Take advantage and see what can you use. Why are you in that air, in that avenue, and someone else is not? Maybe it's something that you need to be speaking that someone else can hear and will do because you are in that place in your life. And then on the flip side, you say, well, I may be out on the streets right now, and I don't have anywhere to sleep. I'm sleeping here on the street. I'm not for sure what the situation may be, but wherever you're at, remember, nothing gets past God. Now, it may be choices that we made in life that got us to the top or to rock bottom. But wherever you're at, do something right now wherever you're at. Tell someone about the love of Jesus Christ wherever you're at, the top, at the bottom, in the middle, trying to climb up, wherever you're at. Keep the word of God in your mouth. Keep the word of God in your mouth. That's what's going to bring you through. That's what's going to enable you and bring you through. If you don't know God as your personal Lord and Savior, I ask you to repeat after me. Thank you, Lord. God, I come before you tonight, and this is my time. I open up my heart, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to direct my life for me. Show me your righteousness. I believe that you gave your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that he came and that he gave his life for me, that I may come back to be with you. I accept that, Jesus. I confess my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a brand new creature in you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed those prayers, you are a new creature in Christ. God bless you and keep you until tomorrow night. Remember, all heaven is praying with you, rejoicing, celebrating, and you are a new creature in Christ. It ain't over. I love you. That's been fun. Find it all. Good night. The